Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Michael K. Levine, an expert on lean and agile software development and information technology. His new book is People Over Process Leadership for Agility. Sounds like a must read. And Mr. Levine, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to talk about this topic, which I clearly have a lot of passion on.
And that sounds good to me. What better person to speak on this topic than yourself? So you've been a busy senior executive, I understand. Why did you take the time to write this book, People Over Process?
I actually wrote my first one on lean and agile software more than a decade ago. I was in a similar senior executive role at Wells Fargo, and we had done a very large project that failed. And one of my observations was that a contributing cause of the failure was a misunderstanding of how to do a project of this size. So I had done a lot of lean work and operations and product development, and then a lot of agile was just growing at the time. So I wanted to really write a book to help senior leaders who were really good leaders at Wells Fargo who just misunderstood how to do a very large project like this. That was my first one, and then I wrote another one on how to change your organization to be more lean and agile, and that was because I had seen people misapplying how to make that change. And then this one was a reaction to how I see people doing the introduction of agile software, where they tend to focus too much on the process and tools and not enough on the people. So I basically like to explain to people things I have learned about how to do this well.
Anytime you're sharing what you've learned, especially with your expertise, this is, again, a must read. Now that we are 20 years into the agile software movement, how do you think it's going so far?
I think it's going really well. I think most of the results and the academic studies have shown great results. I think that now that it's spreading out beyond the early pioneers and many companies are trying to make what they call digital transformations, they're getting a lot of benefits from the small teams and the focus on technology people and business people working together every day. And I think we're now in that next phase, which is how do we go beyond the basics of the methodologies and really optimize the implementation by focusing on people and leadership?
Hard to believe it's already been 20 years that this has been in place. Now, what is the difference between lean and agile, and why do you talk about both?
I actually grew up in lean before agile was invented. I had a big operation at Wells Fargo, and I hired some lean industrial engineers. And lean grew out of Toyota in the manufacturing sector, in both manufacturing and in product development. And the work to do something like build the Prius, which followed lean product development principles, is a very complicated process that includes, you know, hundreds or thousands of people and very complicated things. And I think they pioneered a lot of the things that Agile winds up implementing in software. So I think the combination of what we've learned from very large-scale lean product development and manufacturing and how it's applied to software combines to give something broader and more interesting than simply lean agile software principles.
And certainly appreciate your input on that today. We're joined by Mr. Michael K. Levine, an expert on lean and agile software development and information technology. His new book is People Over Process, Leadership for Agility, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Levine, what's the biggest mistake organizations make in technology management that you see the most?
Well, I mean, there's a basic thing that every organization has to do, which is keep their data secure. So I would say that's the biggest thing that you see. You know, first of all, we have this obligation to keep our customers' data safe. The next one, I think, is really operational excellence, so that our systems are all fast and reliable. And once that base is met, then you get into development and taking the organization forward. And there, I think, it's a basic misunderstanding at times about the nature of the work. Is it something that is repeatable, like a manufacturing process in which you want to standardize? Or is it something that's creative, which is more like a product development exercise, which is more about how small teams work together? And I think that companies sometimes get those two things mixed up. They don't standardize and continuously improve things that are standardizable, and they try to standardize things that should be left more to small teams to decide for themselves.
Now, on another front, you seem to really like meetings. Most of what we hear is how awful they are. What is up with that?
Yeah, I do like meetings. I kind of get joked about it because I actually like meetings to plan for meetings. I think meetings are one of the most important leverage points that we have in software development or any kind of creative development. You think about it, an hour of 10 people's time to collaborate effectively is a big leverage point. And the mistake I think people make is they don't treat it for the important thing that it is. I was actually just reading a book about how Amazon does meetings, and they tend to start meetings by having everyone read a two to six page memo to lay the groundwork to get everyone on a common ground. I'm not suggesting everyone do that, but I think if people would take meetings seriously, really prepare for them and facilitate them well, it would help our teams work together more effectively.
Also, looking at leadership, leadership models are a dime a dozen. What is different about yours, and why does it fit agility the best?
Well, mine is aimed at a particular problem we have in large-scale software development or any large-scale creative endeavor. Such as, you know, designing a car like a Prius or building a large system, where you have tens to hundreds of people who have to work together, who make thousands of decisions that are very hard to control. And for those people to work together, I think that there's a certain kind of leadership that's required, and it's leadership at every level. It's not just organizational leadership, although it certainly includes that. And the model is pretty simple. It starts with rigor, which is making good decisions based on evidence and options. The next one is alignment, which is making sure that all of the people involved in execution understand the decisions and the direction. And the final element is efficiency, which is that we do this while respecting people's time. So we don't waste time. So getting back to your meeting comment, everyone hates bad meetings because they're inefficient. And how do you get a good meeting where you have rigorous, good decisions being made, that everyone gets aligned around the outcomes, and it's also efficient? So that model is aimed at this particular problem of creative people building things out of ideas.
And even taking that a step further, your model depends on what you call frameworks to help teams be rigorous, efficient, and aligned. What are some of your favorites on those?
My number one favorite actually comes out of Lean. It came out of Toyota. It's called the A3. Kind of a silly name for it. It's based on the size of the paper they use in Japan. And it's a one-page document which lays out in graphics as much as you can, in tables and facts, what is the problem you're trying to solve, what's the current condition, what is the options to solve it, who's going to solve it, and what are the next steps. And this one-page document is not just a piece of paper. It's actually used to gain alignment. So you start with the problem, and you share the problem around to the relevant people and gain agreement on this is the problem we're trying to solve. And then you continue to do this. So it's a framework for problem solving. It's a framework for beginning initiatives. I think it's a very powerful, simple thing. And each organization can have a few of these frameworks. You can't have too many, but a few of them can really help with the rigor and the efficiency and the alignment.
Well, Mr. Levine, we certainly appreciate your taking the time to join us here today on EPN and for taking the effort or making the effort to write the book, People Over Process, Leadership for Agility. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
I think that for your audience, you have a lot of entrepreneurial folks who are coming up with new ideas and delivering them. I would say that there's a lot to be learned in some of the formal methodologies and processes like agile development and Scrum, and those can be valuable. But I think you need to be really sensitive to your team and what they know and how they want to work. Now, think about it in terms of basketball, where you have a coach who could say, we're going to play this offense regardless of my players, or you can have a coach who says, here's my players and here's how they want to play and what they're good at. Some combination of the right process and tools and the right leadership can really help you succeed.
Fantastic remarks in conclusion. Really appreciate that. If listeners wanted to get more information on yourself or the book, People Over Process, and get more information online and even pick up the book, where's the best place online to do so?
My personal website is called thetalesofagility.com. It's T-A-L-E-S because I tell stories in my book. That would be the best place.
And I'd say that's as easy as it gets. Again, Mr. Levine, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael K. Levine, an expert on lean and agile software development and information technology. His new book, as we've mentioned, is People Over Process Leadership for Agility. And to get all the details, simply visit thetalesofagility.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.